Hey everyone, welcome to Authenticated. Hope everyone is doing great. Just fine and dandy over here. Just jump on here to say hello and obviously do a teaching, right? Why else would I come on here? Hope you're all doing good. You know, hope everyone can hear clearly and is all feeling the spirit and all aligning. Not feeling like you're separated but totally connected and in one with the spirit, you know. Anything that's trying to attach and try to, any type of deception, any type of attachments, any type of demonic activity, trying to interfere with your destiny, we just reprimand it right now and throw it straight to the pit. Let it have no power over you again. Let every mouth be closed while these words go into the minds and the hearts and the souls of everybody that's listening, the sound of my voice, that it be manifested and return a righteous harvest into the lives of every listener for their destiny. Which brings me to my next point, people. Brings me to my next point. Now, what I wanted to share was revelation about heaven and hell. You know, while we're here, we're just like, we're serving the spirit. And what you do in this life is what you get in the next. You know that? Like what you get. What you serve is what you get. Like if you're serving the spirit, serving the divine, working for the divine, then what you, and if you're, which I mean, like if you're in love and unity and, you know, you're a good person doing the right thing, building something to manifest it. Like I heard tonight when the Lord said to me, he goes, this is the word of the Lord. And he said, what you manifest, I will let you inherit. And I thought, that was very interesting when I heard that. What you manifest, I'll let you inherit. It was very humbling because I'm like, we live here and we think it's ours anyway. See what I mean? We all live here. We're creating everything, doing, making our business. And he stepped in and he said, the word of the Lord is what you manifest in this earth, in this lifetime, I will let you inherit. And I thought, So you're pretty much telling me that everything's yours anyway. And when we think it's ours, we're against. We are. We think it's ours, so we live that way. But he was so clear tonight, and he said, no, what you manifest, I'll let you inherit. So we get to inherit what we manifest in this lifetime. So what are we creating? What are you building? You know, what are we building? It all belongs to the Lord until He gives it back to us to inherit. Well, the Bible does say everything in the earth belongs to the Lord, right? Everything in the earth belongs to the Lord. But so it's really it's all borrowed. Like we're borrowing. We're down here. It's borrowed time. We're on borrowed time. Everything down here is on loan. Like it doesn't belong to us. That's what I mean when he says, like, we don't take it with us, right? People think, oh, yeah, when I die, I don't take it with me. So why does it matter? Isn't that what people say? Well, I won't take any of it with me, so why does it matter? But then he said, those who serve the Spirit and build for Him, we get it back. We get given it as an inheritance. So it is of great benefit to work hard to work for the Lord, you know. Bible says everything that you do it unto the Lord. So give it all to Him. See, when you give it all to Him, then he'll give it all back to you. You surrender what you've got in your hand today. Come to the Lord how you are. Then He'll rebirth you and magnify you and give you, magnify himself in you, give you his power, and then you'll build not only, like how you're building without his power is very minimum, you know, you don't achieve much. 9 to 5 rat race, no manifestation really, no building, no nothing. You don't really get much. You live in poverty mindset, lack. But when you surrender all that, you give it all to him, say, oh, well, I don't want this life, give me a new one. You give it to him, then he magnifies himself inside of you by his spirit. So it's like quantum energy, you know. He's timeless. He's outside of time and space. His spirit, Jesus come, we can all look at Jesus and go, yeah, like he's a good guy, you know what I mean? He's not going to possess me and make me do bad stuff. He's obviously going to possess me and give me good. People possessed by religion do bad stuff. They're hurtful, they're harmful, they're horrible, they're hateful, they kill. There's no law operating inside of them. They hurt each other. They're still doing drugs and crime and this and that. They don't live obedient at all because there's no law of the spirit operating in them. They just got a book, a religion. And there's no manifestation, there's no magnification of the spirit inside of them. No power, no law. So they live by the manifest, like the law of sin, because that's what controls them. They've got no power. Until the Spirit of Christ comes in, then your power gets given to you, and then you change. You change 100%. So you can sit there and try and change your life your whole time, but nothing's going to change. But you get his spirit, your life starts to change. You don't have to do it. He leads you. You get it done for you. So what I was seeing as well was like, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people like who live in the dark, like they're like darkness and they live, you know, bad ways and stuff. Like, it's a dodgy place. It's a dodgy world like that, you know, that dodgy world where they're all cutting throat and they lie to each other and manipulate each other and undercut each other and, you know, throw each other under the bus and this and that. That lifestyle, you know, that's how it is. They think like they're getting away with it. They think they're smart, you know, because they don't have the spirit. They don't know. But they live like that. And then when they die, they're still going, you can't just go rejoin the spirit. You got to make, your spirit has to rejoin the spirit now, not later. So they just go and, you know, if they're running the underworld up here, they're running the underworld down there. Like if you shoot someone up here, what do you think is going to happen when you die? If you don't, like, repent, change your life, you're just going to go straight to where they are anyway. What do you think it's going to be? They're going to be sweet that you shot them. No, they're not going to be sweet that you shot them. You're going to be like, I don't know what it's like, but I have seen it. It's pretty putrid, but that's permanency. They're going to be under them forever, for eternal. So you might try and shoot them up here to take them out. You think you're resolving your problem, what, you're taking them out up here. You're going to be facing them again very soon when you're down in the underworld and they're running the show down there, and then you're under them for eternity. So it's not a very smart move. It just shows that there's no insight and there's no wisdom. There's no light whatsoever operating in the darkness. They just can't see it. They've got no clue about it. And then it's like with the people, and that's what they inherit. And listen, they're serving faithfully Satan. So they inherit everything they've built up here, down there. That's it. They run it all the same way. And they get it all, just like we get it all when we serve the Lord. Whatever you manifest and build up here is what you inherit up here. And you get that for eternity. You know, if you don't repent, you don't change your mind and join the spirit properly, seriously, like, you end up, you think you're getting away with, you know, you're going to go down there and you think like you're, like, everything's going to be known. And you think you're scared up here, wait till you get down there and everyone sees what a real dog you were. That's what I feel like saying. I just felt like the spirit was saying that, you know. So it's not like there's a... It's the same operations. As above, so below, mate. That's how it is. How whatever you do up here above is what's happening down below. We stay above. It says that we're the head and not the tail. So we stay above because we've got Christ. We've served Christ the whole time. It's not about, oh, if they make you try to renounce him at the end of your life and you served him faithfully your whole life. No. It's not that at all. It's not like you just quickly lose your inheritance, so that's not going to work. They try to make you feel like that so that you can have a trauma in your soul, but it's not the truth. You don't lose your life at the end, even if you faithfully served the Spirit the whole time, faithfully building in love and unity to help people to live in love. Then you inherit that. Your new heaven is going to have all of that in it. You'll have everything that you've built, your businesses, everything. It'll all operate in heaven. People will be trading still with you in heaven, in everything that you've set up, because you get to keep it. It's your inheritance, hello? And they get to keep what they've... And anyone that's in the darkness, that's, you know, living the dark life and they like that, that's fine. They get to inherit that too. Everything they've built, they get down in the underworld. Same. The same. They get it. They get the same God. They don't get, you know, obviously not serving the spirit of love. So when you're serving the spirit of death, then that's what you get. You get that lifestyle. But you get everything you've built up here, down there. So if you've done the wrong thing by people up here in the darkness, thinking that they haven't seen... Maybe they haven't seen, but if you're going to the same place they're going, you're going to be under them for eternity, and they'll be ruling over you. And all the things that you thought you got away with, trying to do this and that, trying to act like, you know, you got honour and stuff for them, and you don't really, you're still fake, you know what I mean? So you may as well just get right now with God, truly. You may as well just, like, surrender everything you got. And get saved. Repent. Get saved and repent and get your life changed now while you got a chance. Don't try and save it to the end of your life. Oh, yeah, quickly on your deathbed, please, Jesus, help me. And you live for yourself your whole life. You're going to get to heaven. There'll be no rewards for you. You won't even have a place to live. You'll be in somebody's tent. You won't have a house. You won't have any income. You won't have anything to trade with. You built nothing. Because you did nothing. Because you just live for yourself. You know what I mean? At least if you're living, you're faithfully serving Satan and you're building Satan's kingdom, at least you're going to have a satanic inheritance. You know what I mean? You're still going to rule the underworld with everything that you got, because that's how it is. Until time's up, and then there's no spirit, but, you know. That's how it is, guys. That is how it is. So repent, get in line. No good leaving it to the last minute. That's what everyone does, see? Then they build nothing, done nothing with their lives. They didn't get right with God. They didn't get right with the Spirit. You've got to get right with the divine. You've got to give up your life. Give it up. What are you trying to hold on to? $500 a week? Come on, man. Get with it. What is wrong with people? Surrender. Surrender. Whatever it is in your hand that you got, just put it on the altar and say, take it. Take my life. I don't want it. Take it, Jesus. Do something useful with me. Fill me with your spirit. Give me power and make me one with you. Let me serve you and do something for you. True story. And then forever you're a part of him and in that kingdom. And then what you do in this life, a lot of Christians, they can't come to Jesus, but they don't serve him. They don't build nothing at all. There's no rewards. You know, you're going to get to heaven with the husband you hate. And go with him for eternity. You know? You only have him in this life here, so you don't, because you're lazy and you don't want to work and you don't want to develop your spirit. So you just put up with him because you think, oh, well, what, another 30 years, that'll do. You're not even thinking long term. You gotta have long term plans. I'm thinking eternity, you know? Who are you going to be around with for eternity? Who are you going to hang out with for eternity, you know? Yeah. Alrighty. And there's no theology in heaven either, just so you know. So don't become a theologian. You're wasting your time. Alright, alright. See you, bye.